So I'll tell you about my scare. Did you want to think?
Yeah. Do it.
Hey, live from Lewiston, Idaho. It's the, I almost said the basement boys. It's a Time Spent Poorly show with your hosts, Eduardo and Derek. We're chilling. We're maxing and relaxing. We're talking about things and stuff.
And other stuff.
Yeah. I do have a surprise segment I want to introduce to you.
Oh.
This show, because this is the... we won't have a show next week.
We won't. This is kind of a...
Because it's Thanksgiving.
Yep. Our last show
I have
was
a Thanksgiving-themed surprise.
Nice.
Yeah.
Our last show was our Halloween show. Which,
yeah.
Went really well. We had some new artwork created for us.
The show. Yes, they're great.
And yeah.
Also, got a lot of compliments on her being on the show too.
Yes.
I got one from Jeff.
Jeff goes, she literally sounds like Aubrey Plaza. I go, that's not an accident.
No. But also it's just how she sounds too.
Yeah, I go, she sounds that way, but I think she's, yeah.
I met with a student today because, you know, Bree's doing a show on KLCZ.
Uh-huh.
And the show's going great. I think she needs to do a new one. She hasn't done one since Halloween. Been busy. But one of the students who I said, oh, my wife's a mortician. And he goes, oh, that makes so much sense. very good. Shout out to Bree. Love you. Love you dearly. We are back. We did not do a show last week.
Or the week before. No, we haven't done one since right before Valentine's Day.
The Halloween.
Yeah. Thanksgiving, Valentine's Day.
Why did we not do one last? No, we didn't do last one last week because you were gone.
I was gone last week, and then the week before that, you had something come up.
That's right. That is right. Yeah. Lame. I don't remember what it was that came up even.
Was it your health care?
It might have been, actually. It was. So, okay.
So let's talk about that. Derek had a health scare.
I go to the dentist every 6 months. That's what my insurance allows. I have insurance, so I use it. I'm the type of person that if I have insurance, I'm going to use said insurance to go do the thing. So I go to the dentist. he told me I had something in my mouth, like growing, like just something in my mouth. I don't know, like a spot, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
And he goes, well, we want to just keep an eye on it. And I'm like, all right. I'm like, what do you think it is? And he's like, oh, I don't know. He's just like, we're going to want to keep a spot, a check on it, you know. Next time you come in for your next checkup, we'll see if anything's changed. And, you know, if at some point, if we feel like you need to, we'll send you into the ear, nose, and throat doctor and
have it examined.
Yeah, get a core sample or whatever. So I'm like, okay, I don't feel anything. Full exposure. I smoked. I used to be a smoker. I quit smoking. I don't want to ever say I was a regular smoker. I mean, I was, but I don't want to say it. well, mostly because I never considered myself the same type of smoker of people that I know who was like a pack a day.
Right.
I could buy a pack on a Sunday. Oh, no. See, here's what I would do. I'd go to the bar. So I'd buy a smoke.
You're a casual smoker.
I'd buy a pack of smokes on Friday before I went to the bar. I would smoke on Friday and Saturday when I went to the bars. Sunday would probably be one more in the morning because it's always, as a smoker, you're like, that's a good idea to like get out the rest of the gunk in your lungs. Let's smoke a couple and get it out. And then really that pack of cigarettes would last until the next Friday. So maybe a couple here and there over the weekend. I mean, I would smoke a lot on that Friday or Saturday. Going to the bar and stuff.
Right.
You know, so really, and I did that for about 10 years. So it still takes its toll.
Right. Yeah.
But basically a pack a week is pretty much how that came down to.
Right.
Pack a week, smoke a bunch on Friday, Saturday, a couple Sunday, a couple here and there during the week, and then basically back again on Friday.
Right.
So, and I never got to a point, maybe here and there I would buy an extra pack. I mean, like, it's 10 years, so maybe here and there I'd buy an extra pack, but really that's what it was. It was like a pack a week. So I don't ever want to say I became like a smoker because I didn't take smoke breaks at, like, especially at my current job, where I've been for the almost, well, since 2015, like, I didn't take smoke breaks.
Right.
Like, I took some smoke breaks at Rite Aid when my other coworkers who smoked would take a smoke break. I would go with them. So right. Social smoking, basically. Yeah. Other than that, never really got too hardcore into it. But I met Bree, and she's not really into it. She didn't tell me to quit, but she's not really into it. So I just decided I am not going to smoke. You know, easy. Yeah. It was an easy decision. Cost me money. It's not a ton of money I spent because it was once a week. I was like, nah, this is a fine decision. I don't need to smoke. easy decision.
Right.
Quit smoking. I think since I quit smoking 2 years, I've probably had one or two. So I didn't like quit. I mean, I quit cold turkey, but I would still, if I went out with like a friend who had been out of town for a while and he's a smoker, he's a social smoker, like at the bars.
Give me one of those.
I'd be like, yeah, why don't you go ahead and give me one of those? I'd smoke and then be like, oh yeah, this sucks. This is disgusting. You know, just to remind myself basically, yeah, this sucks. So never got back into it. I think the last time that happened was last year. So I've been completely 100% smoke free for a year, but I'd say between in the last 2 years, I've had two cigarettes. So there's that. The other part of it, the transparent part is that I did, however, use Camel Snooze. And I've been using Camel Snooze for a few years. As most people know, I'm a baseball fan. And I would chew mostly during baseball season, but that's a 9 month season.
Yeah.
So I say chew lightly because it's Camel Snooze. It's not the same thing as putting it's chew, but it's still not the same thing as putting like a huge chaw on your lip. It's one. It's a pouch.
Right.
You know, and I'd use it throughout the day. I think it. A tin of those carries 15, and I'd probably do two or three a day. So it lasts me about 5 days. About.
Yeah.
So almost once a week, I guess, about buying them. So there's that. So was using tobacco. I went to the dentist. They said it has this thing growing in my mouth. He said, we'll check on it. Well, I had a physical 2 or 3 weeks ago then. And he said, hey, you've got this thing in your mouth. And I'm like, yeah, I know. The dentist has been keeping an eye on it. And he's like, well, maybe we should just write you a referral just to go in. He's like, you smoked, you've chewed. Like, so I'm like, oh. That kind of put clarity on it where I was like, oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah.
He's like,
I have done those things.
Yeah, I have.
And then like you're like, I'm the kid that, the dare worked on.
Sure.
Cause I was like it worked on me. I actually didn't pass dare, but I was like the only person that like didn't do any of the illicit drugs
right.
After dare was it like everybody that passed was like, smoking weed and doing all sorts of fun stuff. And I didn't partake in much of that. I did eventually, but at the time that they were doing the DARE program, this is just right, a little side story. Anyway, but you go to the clinic and I remember always seeing those pictures of like the people that had like the gum cancer.
Yeah.
And then their face was just this big, like hunk of cauliflower, like gross, nasty cauliflower. And those images always like worked on me. And it's like always like when they take out a lung from a dead person, it's like this big black
yeah
tree husk and they throw it on the table and it was like, oh,
well, so
then your mind instantly goes to that.
And I never really, even from doing the snus, I never really saw anything. I would do two pouches at a time sometimes. I did finally go, I quit for a little bit. And then when I started again, I would do one pouch, you know, just to keep from, you know, dying, I guess. This thing was been in my mouth for the last, I guess the last year, at least minimum. So I went to the doctor and he's like, let's just do a referral to the ear, nose, and throat people.
Yeah. So how did that come up at your regular doctor? How thorough is your physical where they're actually looking in your mouth?
Well, he has a little thing. He looks in your ears and he looks in your mouth with that thing.
Oh, okay.
So just a quick thing. He goes, yeah, he's like, I don't know about that. And I'm like, and I'm like, well, it's probably nothing though, right? And he's
what's
like,
the size of it?
Oh, well, I mean, it looked like this, but I will talk about that.
Okay.
I mean, when I would look at it, it looks like this, like a dime size.
Yeah.
So when I looked at it, it looked huge. I'm like, geez, I mean, I don't know. But he, you know, the doctor's, he goes, yeah. So I go, it's nothing, right? And he goes, well, I would just get it looked at. And I'm like, oh, Jesus. Like, that was scary, yeah. You know? So I'm starting to think, like, and this is, by the way, off of the death of my mother.
Right, yeah.
So, I'm like, God damn it. Like, great. You know, I'm stressed out anyways, depressed.
I'm coming, Mom.
Yeah. I'm coming. I'm right behind you. Bree's a little worried.
Yeah.
She's worried at this point. She doesn't want me to die.
Yeah.
You know? I think. And she doesn't. No, she did genuinely was like, I am worried. I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to check. I mean, she would at this.
She doesn't want to be the one wrapping your arms.
Right.
Cellophane.
In the same breath, she's like, it's probably nothing, but I want you to go get it looked at. I'm like, I'm going to. So they call me to schedule the appointment. I'm like, yeah, let's do it. So I think the appointment is going to be me going to the ear, nose, and throat doctor and getting a consult first to tell me what they're going to do to cut this thing out of my mouth, to get a core sample, basically. Like, you know, whatever, take whatever bit of it and then do a biopsy.
Right, right, right.
And then decide if they need to remove it. He opens my mouth. He looks in there. He goes, huh. I go, what? And he goes, well, it's easy to describe it as if it's a wart. Almost. I'm like, okay, like a wart. So apparently when people get sick, the reason why women get pap smears is because they get when they get sick, like a viral infection, they can get these bumps. Mm-hmm. They check for those and then they remove those. And especially if they're to make sure they're not cancerous. Right, that's why they do pap smears. You can get them in your mouth too.
Huh.
So I had a vagina disease in my mouth. No.
Vagina dentata.
Yep. But he goes, but it's basically what it is though. It's like a pap smear in your mouth, basically. Except I didn't need stirrups for it. He goes, so he's like, well, want to get it out of there. He's like, cause it'll just keep growing. He's like, because it didn't hurt. It didn't hurt or anything. I didn't know it was there until the dentist even said it. But he goes, we'll want to get it out of there. I'm like, all right, cool. So I guess we'll schedule that. And
what part of your mouth was it?
It's like in the back, by my uvula.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, well.
So back far enough that it's not hidden behind a tooth.
Or, no, it's super far back.
Almost down your throat. Almost.
Yeah. I'm like, well, yeah, I guess we'll have to schedule a thing to get the sucker out of it. He's like, no, schedule. No. He's like, I'm going to cut it off right now. I'm like, seriously? And so he uses this little clamp thing, puts it in my mouth, and he grabs a scalpel and just fucking cuts it off. And then he pulls it out of my mouth and shows me, and it's just tiny. And I go, dude, that thing was small. And he goes, that's what she said. And I'm like, dude, the doctor, by the way, fucking hilarious.
Which doctor is it?
I can't remember his name. Pierce?
Yeah, okay. I know him.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Cool dude.
Good doctor, yeah.
Like, shaved head.
Yeah.
I think he's bald and then shaved it. But he, just cool dude. He's like, yeah, that's what she said. Cuts it out of my mouth. Puts it in this little thing with like water or whatever in it. I don't know what's in it.
Yeah. And
it's like, we'll send that off, get it, you know. At this point, I'm thinking that's the, he took a core sample. That's the thing. I'm like,
not the whole thing.
Yeah. I go, oh, so when do we need to get here to get the rest of it taken out? And he goes,
that was it.
He was like, that's it. It's gone. I'm like, oh, you're fucking kidding me. Like, that's gone. He's like, yeah, it's gone. I'm like, okay, so I don't need to come in here again for it. He's like, well, we'll call you and let you know what the results of the biopsy are.
Then we got to do.
Yeah, and then we'll go from there.
Right.
And I go, oh, okay. So I'm still thinking, like, is this cancerous? But then he goes, by the way, this is nothing that's caused from smoking or chewing. So it had nothing to do with any of that stuff. I'm like, oh, okay. That's actually good news then.
Yeah.
It came from something else. I did get a phone call a couple days ago and I ignored it because I didn't recognize the number, but I listened to my voicemail and it's benign.
That's awesome.
It's nothing there.
That's good.
So that was my health scares. I thought I might have mouth cancer. That's a little scary.
And mouth cancer, like, is one of the more scary cancers because of all those pictures that they, like, it's almost propaganda as much as they, like, try to scare you with those pictures. Like, they pick the worst they pick those kids that, like, grow trees on their faces.
Yeah.
As the candidates to, like.
Yeah. I did quit. I did, however, quit the snooze.
Yeah.
I'm done with that. I have switched to.
Something like a little health scare that puts you.
Yeah. I'm like, you know, I won one with that.
Right.
I did switch to this Zyn spearmint. It's nicotine pouches.
Yeah. But no tobacco, huh?
No tobacco, and it's tobacco free.
Still have to be 18 to buy it.
Still do.
In the tobacco
and it's
section.
Probably still not good for you.
Right.
But my plan is not to be on this very long. It was just, I just wanted to be able to kick the tobacco portion of it. And then my goal is to be on nothing. And then I'll just be done. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
The reason why I'm not going to stand them that long is they don't last very long. It's like eating zebra gum. I don't want to waste the money on it because it's like chewing the zebra gum. Right. Where it's like, oh,
that's really sweet for about 3 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's been helping. I mean, it's been helping being off the snooze and, I miss it. I fucking miss it. I miss the snooze more than I miss smoking. For sure.
Oh yeah. Probably. Yeah. Cause that's more of a,
well, I can use
that's a, like a direct shot,
and I can use a snooze at work.
Right.
I can have one in and nobody would ever know.
Right.
I mean, most people don't know. I mean, I'm on the show now talking about it, but most people don't know that I did it.
Right.
It's
one of those. It's
unless
one of those
you watch me put one in, I guess.
Secret. Yeah.
But the snooze pouches are about the same size as these. They're small. So it's not like I'm walking around with a big chaw in my mouth. Nobody ever knows.
Right.
So I would walk around work with one in.
Right.
And nobody would ever know.
Oh, yeah. How often do you have to spit with them?
No, zero.
Zero?
Uh-huh. Zero with snooze, zero with the Zyn.
Just because it's such a little amount of.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, those pouches were so small.
Right.
It wasn't enough to, I
would just gut it. To constitute having to spit all the time, yeah.
Yeah. So that's the thing. Nobody ever knew. I didn't have a spitter and no one knew.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll be glad when I'm done with all of it.
Right.
I'm sure this Zyn will come out with a bunch of shit, you know, like now vaping's under a lot of scrutiny right now. I never got into the vaping, but it's under a lot of scrutiny for causing a bunch of shit and
didn't they find out that was something exclusive to a certain product that was being put in?
I don't know, man. How healthy can it be?
I don't even follow it, though. But yeah, I mean,
how healthy can it be to breathe in water vapor into your lungs? Right. Like, your lungs are literally supposed to not have water in it, and you're breathing in water vapor. Like, it was like written on the wall, like, this is not good for you. I was like, you're going to grow mold in your lungs. Like, your lungs are like dark and warm, right? You're breathing in water. To me, I was like, you're going to get mold lung. Like,
Yeah, we just haven't found out a name for what you're going to get.
Right.
Because it hasn't been, you haven't been.
So I'm sure something will come out from this and be like, oh, you shouldn't have been doing Zen because of like fucking whatever.
Yeah, but that's everything.
Too. It is. But I'm not, but also, like I said, I'm not planning on being on this right. for an extended amount of time. To me, it was like, I need to be not doing snus now.
Right.
I need to be off snus now. But also, I don't want to be a prick. Like, I need to be off snus right now.
Right.
But I don't want to, like, come home and be mad. Also, again, my mom did just die. So, I am still stressful from that. I'm still heartbroken over that. I'm still in grieving. So, quitting a tobacco product is not as easy as it sounds at right now.
And when you're in that grieving frame of mind, you're easily triggered too.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I was like, this is going to be the best way to get me through this. I think, I'll start buying Altoids or something strong that'll.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something strong like Altoids, like just to be like, just get the zing of like, yeah, this doesn't feel great. Altoids are not a pleasurable mint.
No, but they do have an addictive quality.
They do, yeah.
Because you keep on.
And then maybe from there, I don't know, gum and then nothing?
Dick.
Dong.
Yeah.
You don't get diseases from dong. Well. So that's the thing. I had a health scare.
We'll end that PSA right there.
It was. I will say I'm making light of it, but it was right. actually scary. No, it was a scary thing. Eye opening.
Oh, for sure.
I'll say eye opening. I don't want to have mouth cancer. That sounds to me, it's worse than lung cancer to me.
Yeah.
I can hide lung cancer. I mean, I'm coughing, I guess.
You can hide it, but. Like if it kills you, it basically suffocates you to death. But
right,
there's.
But
that.
I mean, but mouth cancer. I'm having pieces of my face removed.
Right.
I don't want that.
Then you look like a head of cauliflower.
So, did you get Disney XD?
Disney Plus?
Yeah, that's right.
I did.
Yeah.
I've watched the first. Two episodes of Mandalorian have come out.
They're not released all at once.
No, it's a weekly.
I haven't seen it yet.
It's a weekly drop.
So don't spoil.
I won't spoil anything for you.
Actually, you can spoil one thing for me as a specific question I'll ask.
Okay.
It's not Boba Fett, right? It's old.
It's supposed to take place 5 years after Return of the Jedi.
Well, the reason why I'm
window of time, so it's taking place between the two, the New Hope.
So
it's taking place before this newest trilogy that they're doing right now.
So it is Boba Fett.
No, Boba Fett died.
Well, he fell into a Sarlacc pit, but I mean,
I don't think it's Boba Fett.
Okay,
but I don't.
So do we not know?
They just call him a Mandalorian.
Okay, the other question I have. The reason why I thought it was old is because it's because the Baby Yoda memes.
Okay, so you're aware of the Baby Yoda.
Uh-huh. So I thought it took place during like old because Yoda's so old.
Right. Yoda died when he was 900 years old, though.
Right.
Can I spoil one thing?
Yeah.
This Baby Yoda is 50 years old. But it's still supposed to take place afterwards, so it's not the Yoda. But the only reason they're calling it Baby Yoda is because they don't have a name for that species.
So they've never named
Yoda's species.
So it's not Yoda.
No, it's just a Yoda.
It's a Yoda species. Type character,
right? Because there's two.
That
Yoda
makes sense. Because
two.
Well, because even when
the Yoda thing,
when Boba
Yaddle
Fett
Yoda,
dies, right. He's still Yoda would be old as shit. So he was dead, but he was old as shit though.
But he was old as shit during that timeline. Yeah.
So this baby is not Yoda.
No.
Well, because
I posited that it was a reincarnation to Wyatt, but he argued that, well, you saw Ghost Yoda or the Ghost Force Yoda in the Jedi, in the last Jedi movie.
That's true.
So there's that argument to be had.
Sorry, that was your last one.
That's okay. So, yeah, the Yoda, the baby Yoda thing, it's just, that's all there is to call it, is because it looks like a baby Yoda. And it's going to sell tons and tons of merchandise.
It's adorable.
It is. It's goddamn cute. And like I said, it's going to be...
I love it.
It's going to fly off the shelves.
It's adorable.
And it's going to say Baby Yoda on the fucking box, yeah. Because there's nothing else to name it unless they name that species.
So they call it the Mandalorian.
Yes.
But we don't know if it's Boba Fett.
We don't know if it's Boba Fett.
Does the show at all... I guess my question is, does the show talk about Boba Fett and dying and stuff?
No.
It has not even addressed that or pressed that at all?
No. It's not super dialogue heavy. There's a little bit of dialogue here and there, but it's pretty action driven. I hope they unfold more. The first two episodes, it's set up to like give you questions that I hope they're going to give answers to.
I hope it is Boba Fett though.
It would be cool if it was.
He could survive that.
So you remember in the Attack of the Clones movie,
yeah,
where he goes and like finds all those kids that are like
yeah
young Bobas or whatever,
yeah,
right.
Uh-huh.
The Boba Fett was from one of those sets of clones, yeah. Right?
He's said to age normally though,
and those clones weren't.
No, they're sped up.
Oh, okay. So. Okay, you need to get Disney Plus and watch it, but there is this brief flashback scene where they kind of tease that he looks like, as a kid, those kids that were used, okay. That kid. So there was that I was like, huh, he kind of looks, but that could have just been coincidental too.
Well, the reason why I'm asking... It's because first off, it'd be cool if it is Boba Fett, because that's a great character. Had a bad ending, but also they're not canon, no. The Star Wars books,
right?
They're not canon anymore because Disney,
right? Disney's setting the canon now. They're basically. Creating
them. Yeah, everything that was done before is an alternate universe now. It's not canon, which was a bummer deal, but also set up purposely to so where Disney could do whatever they want to do a new story,
right?
I mean, it's fair. But in one of those books, Boba Fett crawls out of the Sarlacc pit.
Okay,
like he's alive. Yeah.
I remember reading about that.
I mean, do you remember him
get thrown in the Sarlacc pit? I never thought Boba Fett died when I was watching as a kid.
Well,
because it was just kind of this cartoony toss into
the okay, pit. So, well, let's address that. So was first off.
Did a re-edit make it look like he died?
Okay, so let's talk about that.
Okay. The Lucas touch.
So, the ones that you watched when I was a kid, and the ones that I watched when I was a kid too, before they got remastered.
Right.
He falls into the Sarlacc pit. The only thing the pit has is it's an open hole in the ground with teeth.
Yeah.
That has like these little like kind of like tremors, tentacles that come out and like pull your legs.
Right.
Now, in that Lucas edit, he has like a flower come out that looks like fucking what's that movie? Little House of Horrors, Little Shop of Horrors, come out and eat him. So, in the original Lucas movies, it's just a pit with teeth with like these tendrils. And it's like that Sarlacc pit he could get out of.
Right.
The other one is still, they add like this flower concept to it that like eats him or whatever. It's still, I think, still up in the air that he could get out of it. Because he's Boba Fett.
Right. So was it that one?
That's the Lucas edit.
That's the new edit. Whereas before, it was just the teeth.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the new one.
Right. But that little slug...
Can they see that?
Yeah, I can pop it up on the screen here. Hold on.
Because I feel like that it's not, it doesn't quite, it's not.
That's the edit. And then,
that's the edit.
Right.
So you see like the Feed Me Seymour in there?
Yeah.
I remember what her name
is. And this is the.
That's the original one.
That's the original.
It's just a hole.
Right there. Yeah. Yeah, and so he did the edit where the little thing comes up with like the tremor head, like Jim Henson Muppet head thing. Yeah,
the original one is this hole,
right,
with like the Jim Henson tendril,
right, just the,
from like Tremors.
Yeah,
comes out and grabs his leg. Remember?
Uh huh.
And it looks like it's well, for one thing, it's practical effects, so it's not like computer animated. So it looks like it's just grabbing his leg and pulling him down. That's all it has. The new edit puts the fucking Chompum from fucking Mario in it.
So but it's still plausible looking at the Chompum picture that he could escape from.
Even from there though.
Because he could just rest his foot on it and be like,
yeah.
Okay, I'm out.
He still has guns too. I mean, right. Fucking shooting his throat. I mean, it's still. It doesn't have teeth.
Well, he was just kind of tossed in comically too. Like it was a, it was just kind of like, oh, we got rid of this guy for now.
I know a lot of people were pissed off about that in the '80s.
Yeah,
very mad. That's a key. A lot of people really liked that character. They wanted a lot more than that. But, underrated game, Bounty Hunter. The Bounty Hunter game with Jango Fett was a good game. Jango Fett had kind of a shitty death though too, didn't he? Mace Windu just casually chops off his head at that big fight when the clone warriors
as they were an audience, right?
Yeah,
they were just
and it looks like it's gonna be the showdown, and then Mace Windu just casually chops his head off with a lightsaber. Kind of a shitty thing. I mean, he just got done having a big fight with Obi-Wan.
Right.
Which was a lot. It was a cool match. It was cool.
Right. And then, it was work for Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
It was hard work.
It was. And Mace Windu just a casual chop. I don't know.
Tired of these motherfuckers.
Lucas wasn't great with deaths. Or anything.
His plot structure was left something to be desired.
The Mandalorian, though, you have enjoyed it.
I have, yes.
Everyone has.
I've enjoyed it a great deal. The only thing is I feel like the second episode we watched was short. Like 32 minutes or something like that.
Oh, wow.
From start to finish. So their episodes don't have a normal running time, because the first one was longer. And the second one was a little bit shorter.
But Baby Yoda is adorable.
Baby Yoda is adorable.
Only one episode or both?
At the end of the first and all through the second.
Wow, okay.
So,
now, is the Mandalorian talking much?
Yeah.
Has the helmet come off?
No.
I like that. It's kind of like Judge Dredd.
Yeah. You know the actor that plays him?
No.
It's Pedro Pascal, who was in Narcos. But also was the Viper in Game of Thrones, Martell, Oberyn Martell.
The one that gets his eyes caved in?
Yeah. That's who plays him.
That's pretty cool.
And so I know he's doing some of his own stunt work because he's got kind of that martial artist.
How about Slave One? Has it made an appearance? Slave One is Boba Fett's spaceship.
Let me see what it looks like.
Look, Google Slave One.
That appears to be similar to the ship. No. I'll show you what the Mandalorian.
So I think in the lore, so Boba Fett and Jango Fett are, neither of them are actually Mandalorians.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think in the... I'm sorry to our nerd friends that watch this and know more than I do, but I think what is revealed eventually, maybe in the novels, I'm not sure, is that Jango Fett and Boba Fett were actually never Mandalorian. They actually just got... Jango Fett just got Mandalorian armor. Oh. Like, he kills one and gets Mandalorian armor.
Okay.
So if they're just calling this guy Mandalorian, he might not be a true Boba Fett. But he might not be Boba Fett or Jango Fett either if he is a Mandalorian. Or he might be Jango Fett or he'll be Boba.
I really want you to watch so we can have a deeper discussion on it.
I'm going
to
watch.
Because I have questions. But I don't know that it's ever truly said that he's truly, like, I don't think he ever comes out and says, I'm a Mandalorian.
They're just calling him a Mandalorian.
Yes, he's being called a Mandalorian by certain characters.
So,
based on their knowledge of
what a
Mandalorian looks like. So, right.
Because he's in Mandalorian armor.
The ship that you see in the background of that picture there
is not Slave One.
Yeah. Is the ship that he's.
That's a cool ship.
Tooling around. It's a badass looking ship. There's a good opening scene.
Dude, it looks like a good show.
It's movie quality. The CGI and stuff is really good.
What package are you paying for?
I'm just doing the Disney Plus package.
You did not do Hulu?
I didn't do the Hulu add-on with the ESPN because unlike you, I don't watch a lot of sports.
Right.
It would be great for you because you watch sports and B, you don't have as big of a issue with commercials.
Right.
The Hulu package, the add-on, I think it was for $12.99 to add on Hulu.
Right.
You get commercials with your programming. And I did Hulu with commercials before and it drove me crazy.
Well, and so it's funny because the Disney Plus thing. So to me, I've never had ESPN Plus. I mean, I watch sports,
right?
But I never got ESPN Plus. I just use ESPN. But now with the add-on of Disney Plus and Hulu, now I'm like, okay, ESPN Plus is looking like a deal to me. It's funny the angles, right?
Yeah.
This is so ingenious because it's like they're tackling people from multiple sides. Like, okay, so there's Disney Plus. Man, look at all these movies. Look at all this Marvel stuff we're getting. Look at this Mandalorian. Like, look at this stuff that we're going to get.
There's a Jeff Goldblum series on there.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and then there's people in the middle who are like, oh, I already have Hulu. I'm going to cancel my Hulu. I'm going to get this Disney Plus thing. Then I get Hulu as well. And then you got guys like me who is like, well, I've never, or guys like me who did get Disney Plus, and now they're like, oh, I'm going to cancel Disney, or I'm going to cancel ESPN and get this, all this shit. But like where I am is that I never had ESPN Plus ever.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, man, ESPN Plus is looking pretty good because I can watch the Mandalorian and all these Disney movies and get Hulu back.
The price point is beautiful.
It's really good.
$12.99. The Hulu with commercials, and I may change my mind at some point, but right now, as much as we utilize Hulu, it's worth it me not to have the commercials.
And if you were a sports guy, ESPN Plus would be the way to go, though.
Right.
Still.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because it's both of those.
It's freaking worth it. Man, I don't know.
It's cheaper for all three, or for the whole Disney Plus with that bundle in the package with Hulu and ESPN, it's cheaper for that than it is for what I pay for Hulu just by itself, commercial free right now.
And now that Disney, the funny thing is, if I mean, I haven't bought it yet. I'm probably going to. I mean, just for ESPN Plus alone.
Right. Even if you just did Disney Plus by itself, it's $7.
I mean, it is, but I'm going to do the thing because I want
all of it. You want the whole.
Oh, yeah. And
Brie and you don't have Hulu now, right?
No, we don't at all.
So we'd get some facsimile of Hulu back.
Absolutely, yeah.
Albeit with commercials, but yeah. If you didn't have it to, you know.
Yeah, we don't have it at all.
Right.
I'm surprised they didn't work out something with Spotify, because Spotify for a while had a deal where if you got Spotify, you can get Hulu, I guess. I'm also surprised with Disney owning Fox. So this is interesting. Disney owns Fox.
Yes.
Okay. Disney owns ESPN.
And ABC. And
but Disney owns Fox and ESPN. That means Disney owns Fox Sports and ESPN.
Uh-huh.
That's interesting. The two, they're rivals.
Yeah.
Disney owns them both.
Yeah. And I don't know how you can't call it a monopoly.
Oh,
it's beautiful from a consumer standpoint.
Right.
But.
Well, and like, here's the thing, though. Has Disney let anyone down yet? I guess that's the thing, is like we can complain and complain and complain, but like the remakes for movies haven't been great.
Right. They're not Comcast. It's Disney, and it's.
And they're like, still doing due justice not, for like. Dude, right.
Disney's not fucking me in the ass those with a poor Fox, internet connection. Or, right.
And those Fox Marvel movies have been bad. Those X-Men movies are bad. Deadpool's good. Logan was good. Dark Phoenix is terrible. I didn't watch it, but it's terrible. I already know it. Apocalypse was bad. Like, those Fox Marvel movies are fucking terrible.
First Class was okay.
It was okay.
Most of those are all just okay. Of all of the.
But the I'd Disney rather watch Marvel those movies.
Than some of the DC.
Right. But the Disney Marvel movies have been great.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Since day one.
The Sony Marvel movies are eh. Like Spider-Man Homecoming and Spider-Man Far From Home. I haven't seen Far From Home yet, but Spider-Man Homecoming was great. Far From Home is good.
But that's because they're tied to the Marvel Cinematic
Universe. They're
tied to the whole Disney.
And so is the new one. They did make that deal finally.
Finally. Fucking thank God. Stupid. Because as soon as...
That would have been so stupid.
The ones that they were doing were fine, but they were resting on the laurels of like the Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield movies. Like, well, we made a lot of money with those. But you did. You're right. But you now you got in bed with Disney and Marvel. You can't get in bed with them and be like, never mind. I'm good.
Plus, these ones with the ones with the new kid are better.
They're so much better. That's the thing is like you... There was nothing before those. And now that there is something, and then you're going to go ahead and, okay, well, we're going to take Happy and the stuff. You know, we're going to take all of the stuff that we tied into this and all this interwoven universe. Are you going to get rid of that? Yeah. Oh, what happened to Nick Fury? What happened to Happy?
Who?
Yeah.
Who? Who? I mean, how do you write that?
Right.
Stupid.
So, or how do you write him?
Make
out
the
of
deal.
The
it's so funny because I, the whole time that thing was happening, we hadn't taken any breaks yet, and we didn't cover it at all. Because I didn't want to cover it because I literally knew they were going to make the deal.
Yeah,
I knew they were going to make the deal.
No, it was all that was a news play. That was just just to get attention. Like
they're going
to
make the deal because that's stupid
to see how social media would react.
And social media did not react in the way Sony liked.
Right.
I want to see them tied in.
Yeah, now that you've done it.
I think for Fox now. So Fox has had their X-Men movies and they've been mostly bad. But here's the thing. I think at this point, don't reboot. Now. Don't reboot, but now... Do a new X-Men movie, but let Marvel do it. But with the same cast, though. Bring the cast. Let's do the cast still. Don't recast. Don't give us a bunch of new. I don't want to see a new fucking Xavier and Magneto, like again.
Right.
Like, give us Fassbender and McElroy, right? McAvoy.
Yeah.
Give us.
You're talking about the young cast.
Use the young cast. Okay. Then let's do AVX. Let's do Avengers versus X-Men. Tie in Spider-Man. Spider-Man's been playing with the whole multiverse thing. Like, that's what this new one is. I haven't seen Far From Home, but I know it has like multiverse stuff in it. So let's play with the multiverse stuff. The reason why the X-Men and the Avengers haven't been in the same universe before is because they're in different worlds. Okay?
Right.
They could do... So the new Secret World, Secret Wars, that was something that happened in comic books a few years ago when I owned my comic book store. They tied all the universes together by doing Secret Wars. And they had... Doctor Doom is the main villain. Also, by the way, this is a way you can tie into the Fantastic Four without doing a Fantastic Four movie. You just do Secret Wars. This is the key, by the way, Ward, to making this work. Do a Secret Wars movie, and that's going to tie in all these universes. Now give us a new Fantastic Four cast, because nobody gives a shit. Or fucking use that same cast. Who cares? Nobody likes this Fantastic Four. Nobody ever will. It does not matter.
Use people from both casts.
Use both. It does not. It does not matter.
Yeah, they're interchangeable.
And kill them. Kill the other ones. Like kill, you know, have Sue Storm looking at Sue Storm, and then one of them dies. Like, it does not matter. Because Secret Wars, you use it to tie in all the universes. The new Secret Wars with Doom. Doom being the main bad guy. Finally, Doom justice. By the way, the Doom we would want for this would be the Doom from the original Fantastic Four, the guy from Nip Tuck.
Oh, yeah.
Not the one from the new one, although I like the actor from the new one more, but I hated the way they made Doom look compared to the Nip Tuck Doom.
Yeah.
So can you do a combo? Figure it out.
Hybrid.
Who would I cast as Dr. Doom? Let me think about that for a second. Cause you're competing with Thanos, right?
Right.
Like, you need like the next villain to be the next big villain. I'm giving you, look, Marvel, I'm giving you the answers right now. I'm going to cast as my Dr. Doom. I'm going to cast. Ooh. Keanu, I don't know. Nah. Actually, believe it or not, he actually probably would be a fine Dr. Doom, but kind of more stoic. Do more stoic Keanu.
Yeah.
The Day the Earth Stood Still Keanu. Probably could be fun.
Yeah.
Like his,
Keanu in the John Wick movies just reminds me of Randall from Clerks.
Yeah.
Like, he's kind of got this, it's my day off today kind of attitude.
I feel like not Keanu, but, I mean, for Doom, I mean, you don't need his face for that long.
Right.
So, it's got to be somebody with a good voice, a good, you know, it'd have to be more based on voice. Oh, okay. Voice? Oh, okay, I got it.
Okay.
You only have to see his face for a little bit of time. Okay? Right? So cast whoever the fuck you want for the face. It does not matter. For the voice, though, oh, man, this could be cool. I think you could like this. I don't know how you do it, but because he's not a very handsome man. But he'd be great as Doom with the voice and as such a good actor, too. Bryan Cranston.
Yeah.
Doom. Bryan Cranston is Doom. Not the most handsome man on the planet. He's never had any good hair in anything he's been in except for Malcolm in the Middle, where it was still his natural hair. Godzilla, he had like fake hair. I think he was still wearing a wig because he was bald still from Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
also, he's old, so you can't do like, you know, he can't do like, because Victor Von Doom is supposed to be really handsome.
Right. Here's a hot take.
Oh, Mads Mikkelsen. But he was also the bad guy in Doctor Strange.
Okay.
So that'd be tough. He would have been a bet too. Actually, now that I think about it though, Mads Mikkelsen would actually be an amazing choice that has somehow, that we'd have to ignore that he was the bad guy in Doctor Strange or address it somehow. I say just ignore. We ignored that Chris Evans was the Human Torch.
Right, that's what I was thinking. Ryan Reynolds has played like three.
Yeah, so fucking who cares? Okay, Mads Mikkelsen. I like it too. He's got the accent. Victor Von Doom's supposed to...
Wasn't my idea. It was just a picture that showed up.
Well, Victor Von Doom's supposed to be from like another country. Latveria or something. Like he's supposed to be like... Latvia. He's supposed to be like a king of a country. So, okay. Mads Mikkelsen. He'd be good. He would be really good. I still say like Bryan Cranston, you get that voice in there. I mean, think Age of Ultron, James Spader doing the voice for like Ultron. Oh, fuck. That movie should have been a lot better than what it was.
Yeah.
James Spader was so good. Do you remember him in that movie?
No,
dude, he was so good.
I'm having this whole like James Spader like,
I mean, I love.
I also
love James Spader so much, but he, man, him as
Robert California. Yeah. I just watched the Robert California.
Him
season,
is
so.
Actually not underrated. I love Robert California. Him as Ultron though, he has some of the best lines in it because he's supposed to have some of the like the algorithm of like Tony Stark's brain. So some of the lines he has are like supposed to be kind of Starkian.
Yeah.
And they end up being great, you know, like. But his like so he gets kind of this sarcasm as a robot. God damn it, it's so good. Like, God, it was like, you shut me out. You think I care? I mean, God, just some of the lines are so good, and
yeah,
and then James Spader is just so good.
Well, and see, that's like they're still doing the show The Blacklist, and I can't like I still watch it because Nicole's into it, and it's. But it's not a fantastic show. But anytime he's doing stuff,
yeah,
it's fun to watch. He's fun to watch. It's his supporting cast that I could give a shit about.
Boston Legal is still one of my favorite shows ever made.
That had good episodes, for sure.
So I say Bryan Cranston. I like Mads Mikkelsen. Okay, so somebody with a commanding voice. Not maniacal. Just a commanding voice. Javier Bardem?
Yeah.
That could be interesting. Also, Javier Bardem... No, you know what? I'm going to go with Javier Bardem. He's a good-looking guy, too. He's also a good-looking bloke.
And he's got the accent.
And he's got it's a
universal accent.
And it's kind of a scary voice too. I mean, I'm thinking like No Country Old Man, Javier Bardem.
Or the James Bond movie too.
Don't put it in your pocket. Get mixed in with the other coins. Fucking scary. Him as Doom, I would be okay with that. What about Jeffrey Dean Morgan?
Yeah, I was gonna say that.
Other like, Javier like Bardem.
Doppelganger for Javier Bardem.
But also Jeffrey Dean Morgan though. Good-looking guy, like if you, who's there? Oh, okay.
There's triplets actually in that doppelganger crew. Sure. Owen, Benjamin Owen or Owen? Owen
Clive Owen.
Clive Owen, yeah.
Oh, fucking Clive Owen.
He'd be good for it too.
All three of those guys. Okay, but here's the thing. Oh, no, my God. Clive Owen is such a good choice. Okay, all three of those guys, though. Good-looking guys, right? Check. Could you make them clean-shaven and make them a little younger to be a younger Doom? Right? Victor Von Doom before he has the accident? Right?
Yeah.
All three of those guys could be a good-looking guys, right? All three of those guys have very good acting chops, right? Clive Owen's a great actor. Javier Bardem, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, all three great actors, right?
Oh, yeah.
Great actors.
Yeah.
Okay. All three of those actors could have a very commanding voice as Doom. I'm going to throw one more in there.
Okay.
Joe Manganiello.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, he kind of looks like the three of them, too.
He does. Yeah, he does have a little bit of a little bit of that look.
Kind of an olive complexion, dark hair. By the way, Victor Von Doom, dark hair. And finally, Nicolas Cage. I like our casting choices, though. Joe Manganiello, maybe. I think because he's younger, that might help.
Yeah.
You get more time out of him. Okay, so now between the three, I'm going to try to narrow it down a little bit. Javier Bardem, I still feel like would be... Man, this is going to be tough between the three of them. Jeffrey Dean Morgan, Javier Bardem, Clive Owen.
You got to get the guy that's going to hang around.
I already know who I'm going to choose. Based on one... That's one of the criteria. Who's going to hang around? Clive Owen needs it the most.
Yes. He needs a shot in the arm because his career
is... He needs a shot in the arm. Clive Owen is one of my... Actually, I'm not even kidding. One of my favorite actors.
Shoot 'Em Up was awesome.
Yeah.
And then he kind of just... faded.
Children of Men was good.
Yeah.
So good. I love Clive Owen. He's one of my favorite actors. He's in Sin City. Excellent. So I say if you're going to go between the three of them, you go Clive Owen because you're going to get a lot of time out of him. What I'm saying is you could sign Clive Owen onto a 5-movie deal and he'd probably go for it. He needs it. Also, he could be your next Robert Downey Jr. that you kind of revive this career and like get this guy fucking skyrocketed. Javier Bardem doesn't need it, and neither does Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Javier Bardem is like a art picture guy.
Okay, so here's
that's how I envision him. So he just kind of picks his role.
Here's my second thing. I don't know that you're going to get more than one movie out of Javier Bardem.
That's what I'm saying, is you might get him for one, but then he's like, now I'm on to my next.
Because he did one Bond movie. He did No Country for Old Men. That's kind of artsy. He did that Mother movie, which was good. One movie.
Yeah.
You're like, that was an Aronofsky movie. Like,
yeah, he's a one and done guy.
I don't know if you're going to get more out of him.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan, he doesn't need it, and he's already done a comic book movie. Well, actually, so has Clive Owen. Clive Owen did Sin City.
Right.
But Jeffrey Dean Morgan did
Watchmen.
Watchmen and Walking Dead.
Yeah, so and he's still doing two. Walking Dead.
So that's a tough one. So let's eliminate Javier Bardem. He's too artsy. He's not going to give you more than one, baby. I love it.
Yeah.
Don't put it in your pocket. You can mix it in with the other coins. Call it. God, he's so good. He's so good. He's got that same... I thought it was a voice he might be putting on. He did the same voice for that movie Mother. God damn it. That voice is so scary. He's supposed to be like a good guy in that movie. Well, kind of.
Yeah.
It's a weird movie. Jeffrey Dean Morgan, Clive Owen. I'm going to go Clive Owen.
I'd say Clive Owen just because you have Jeffrey Dean Morgan's kind of... He's doing his long project right now with Walking Dead.
Yeah.
And then I feel like he's going to sit on the sidelines once he's finished there for a while.
I think...
Because he's kind of like that one of those actors that I've noticed that... He'll come and like do long guest stints on shows for a while, and then he'll kind of like rest.
I think between the two, I would root for Clive Owen more because I feel like he needs it more.
Right.
So you hear to
his
hear
resume
for,
is less.
So TSPN, I'm going. We're gonna go. We're collectively saying Clive Owen should be Dr. Doom. We've seen him clean shaven. So he would look, he's handsome enough to be Von Doom. He does have a commanding voice. He can be scary. He's in that movie, it's terrible, but he's in Valerian.
Which one is that? Is that that,
it's the one that made by the guy.
Okay. I know.
It's fucking terrible.
Yeah. I thought about watching it for a minute and didn't end up watching it.
We ended up watching it because it was the guy who made, Fifth Element.
Oh, huh.
Which ended up just being the Fifth Element, but not good.
The bad Fifth Element.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clive Owen. I like him. Clive Owen is...
Did you ever watch Mortal Engines?
Nope.
I didn't either.
Is it bad?
No, I haven't watched
it. I haven't watched it.
I don't have that much interest in watching it.
At some point, somebody put the meme of fucking Mads Mikkelsen as Dr. Doom. Why don't we make a Clive Owen? We should make a Clive Owen, just side by side, Clive Owen and Dr. Doom meme, and just throw it on the internet. Who knows? Maybe it gets a thing. Plus, you know, it could be a good thumbnail for this episode.
Yeah, I'll put it together.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nobody said that. That's us, right?
Well, I haven't heard it anywhere.
Let's make it a thing.
All right. Make sure Clive Owen is Dr. Doom.
I honestly would watch that. I would watch that movie. And I think you can get 5 movies out of him. Honestly, I think you can get a cool 5.
Yeah.
You can get 2 at least. Secret Wars Part 1, Part 2. In this case, okay. You'll like this. This will be fun. In this case, instead of the Marvel Universe, right? They did all these single movies and then built up to the Avengers, right? Like, that's how it happened.
Right.
DC fucked up and they did a couple movies and then they did the Justice League, hoping to get a bunch of movies spun off from the Justice League movie, right? This is Disney's attempt to fuck with DC because they need to get this next transition going. Because we're talking about keeping the X-Men universe, keeping Spider-Man, keeping all of that, right? Marvel, instead of doing a bunch of movies building up to the Secret Wars thing where they introduce X-Men and everybody into one universe, they do what DC tried to do with Justice League and tie everybody together, and they do it. They do Secret Wars and introduce Dr. Doom for the first one. Don't kill him.
Yeah.
And then now we have X-Men. So they do this thing called Secret Wars, and they do Dr. Doom. He brings in the X-Men, makes all the universes one, right?
Uh-huh.
That's the first thing. Now the next phase of Marvel is the X-Men movies with Marvel, like X-Men versus Avengers, X-Men and Avengers stuff, right? Like, yeah. They do what DC couldn't do with Justice League and do a bunch of spinoffs from that.
I like it.
So they're like, hey... We did this slow burn where we made all these single movies and then we led up to the Avengers, and you guys fucked up because you tried starting with this big thing and then going to like a bigger thing. You should have started from the beginning like we did. And then Marvel goes, but I want to let you know, your idea wasn't terrible. We're going to do it too.
We're just going to execute
it. But we're going to be a lot better. And then they do Secret Wars. They tie it together. So it goes Secret Wars and then like X-Men versus, and then a bunch of movies leading up to X-Men versus Avengers. And then Secret Wars 2. And then they do that. But that's how you get your 5 movies, though. You get Doom. I'm saying your 5 movies with Clive Owen.
Right, right.
You get your Secret Wars 1.
And 2 in his trilogy.
Yeah. Then you can do...
Peppered throughout, like the Iron Man deal.
Huh? Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, you do your Secret Wars. That's his first movie. Then you do X-Men versus Avengers. I don't know if I would want to go with that quick. I would do one movie where they're tied into, though. Something, you know, because they started making those movies.
Do you know what their next phase is?
No, nobody does.
Not even Marvel.
Well, they know.
Well, yeah, but man, some of their... Like, I don't really have much interest in a Black Widow movie.
No, me either.
That, I feel like that's a we owe you, Scarlett.
Yeah, they should have done it forever ago.
Yeah, it's like too little, too late.
She's dead. Like, we don't care now. Yeah. She's dead. I'd be interested in a Black Widow movie had she lived.
Right.
But
now we're looking at a prequel.
So I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't like prequels.
Not that way.
I don't like most prequels.
Prequels work in situations like Better Call Saul.
Yeah.
That's where they were, like in that kind of scenario.
Sure.
I'm trying to think of other prequels that have worked or held the test of time.
I would say Han Solo, the Solo story, like it didn't work for me.
I thought that was a good movie.
I liked it. What I'm saying, but one thing I did like about it a lot, though, is I liked the tie-in to the alive Darth Maul.
Yeah.
I was like, oh.
That had me.
There you go.
And then they abandoned the whole thing.
They abandoned it.
That would have been fun to watch.
I would have loved to have seen that. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
God damn it. Opportunity for that.
What about this Obi-Wan sequel or this Obi-Wan show that they're doing on Disney Plus?
Who is it?
What potential? Ewan McGregor.
Is it Ewan McGregor?
As far as I'm aware, yeah. He's reprising his role.
Is he playing?
How cool would it be if Ray Park.
That'd be.
Reprised.
Well, and you could do it. Okay, so you could do it. Because it's all canon, right? Like, even though they canceled any more Han Solo movies, they didn't say that's not canon.
Right.
So you go, let's do an Obi-Wan movie. A show.
Or series, yeah.
Series on Disney Plus.
And we flesh out this storyline that we
did this fucking little tease with Solo. The storyline is Obi-Wan on Tatooine.
Yeah. Sure.
Darth Maul. Revived,
doing his
goes
shit.
For revenge uh-huh. on Obi-Wan on Darth Maul on Tatooine. I'd watch that.
Yeah.
Actually, I bet you we just hit the nail on the head. I bet you that's what's gonna happen.
I hope it does.
What else story are we gonna do with that? How could that possibly be a good movie? Just Obi-Wan being alone on Tatooine for
bumming
fucking
it for 25 years. Yeah.
What we say, yeah.
Well, no, Luke was supposed to be like 18.
So
I think it's
18 years. Yeah. I say Darth Maul.
Oh, shucks.
Darth Maul.
Uncle Ben.
And that makes it to where we didn't lose that opportunity. If people were like me and Darth Maul was the thing that worked the most for them for Solo.
Right.
So we go, all right, well, we know people liked that. They ate it up.
Right.
Let's go Darth Maul. Look, Marvel, we're fucking full of ideas. Hit us up.
Yeah.
We got good ideas. This is funny. Jay Leno. Well, I think it's time.
Yeah. Boy, and I had other stuff to talk about even, but we didn't get there.
We didn't know.
That's all right. Next time. Well, we're taking next week off because it's Thanksgiving, yo.
Oh, god damn it, we didn't do my thing.
Oh, do it.
What are you thankful for?
What am I thankful for?
Yeah, I was going to do that. Make it like a big secret. Yeah, and then we're what are you thankful for?
Everything, man. Thankful to be alive.
There you go.
Thankful for my family. Thankful for just the privilege that I'm afforded.
I'll take it too. We didn't talk about fucking OJ Simpson or anything. God damn it.
No, and I had Netflix shows I wanted to talk about too. Make fun of French accents. Because I don't like French accents.
We were still crazily on point, though, for an entire episode.
Oh, yeah. We had talked about like three things at length.
That's pretty good.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway.
Thanks, everybody.
Little insight into the episode. We just talked about what we did on this episode a little bit.
This is what we would have said after the show.
Right. So I'm happy with this one. You happy with this one? I'm happy with this one.
Good job. I'm really proud of you.
You're happy with this.
Let's throw out there real quick. I'm going to say it on the show.
Okay.
We are going to have a Patreon. We do not want to be in the place where we're begging people for money every single week. So we are going to make, I'm just letting our listeners know, we are going to create an ad to play at the end of every episode where we ask for you to donate to our Patreon. We do not have one yet, so don't even try to look for it.
Yeah, we don't have a Patreon set up. It's coming beginning of 2020. Yeah.
Our goal is to make enough money from this show to pay for everything that goes into the show. That's it.
Yeah.
We want to help pay for the network. That's it.
If it got to a point where we had enough to do more with it, not financially for ourselves, but just to make the show better.
Just make the show better.
Yeah.
Yeah. So honestly.
It's basically
to have a little bit of playing money to play with the show.
Yeah.
And you know,
computer goes bad.
Yeah. And I've always thought about this thing that, very true. And, people listen to the show know what's going on with this, but my mom always said, if, you like something that you get for free, you should try to find a way to give money to it. Yeah. And I've always found that true. I listen to Funhouse. I watch Funhouse shows. Everyone knows who watches the show or listens to the show. That those are like my guys on YouTube. I have found ways to buy shirts from them or give them money because I get it for free and they entertain me on my lunch or while I'm on the toilet or while I'm at work. Same place. And I give them money.
Yeah.
So I just want to let I'm being transparent with our listeners.
Right.
We are going to set up a Patreon. We're going to make it an ad that plays during the show.
Do what you will with it.
Do what you will with it. It's not going to be Ward and I, like we're not going to spend a ton of this honestly right now will be the most time that we take talking about it.
Yeah. Even the ads.
That's just me letting you know that it's coming. So just know that it's coming.
Right.
That's it.
Yep.
Thank you, everybody, though. For those of you who have never donated to our Patreon, because that's not a fucking thing, so literally everybody, we just want you to know that we appreciate your support by you just listening to the show and telling your friends about it.
Yeah, spread the word. I mean, if your finances don't...
Right.
Don't meet that criteria or whatever, spread the word. Maybe you'll find somebody that listened to the show that does want to support us in that manner. And like I said, there's no judgment or anything like that on any of the listeners for not supporting, because we understand everybody's kind of threshold for that is different from one thing to the next. And there's so much content out there to eat through that is for free. But if you enjoy what we're doing and support what we're doing and want to find a way to support us, that's going to be the way.
Yep, so. That would be. Thank you, everybody, so much for the last year. And thank you for everybody who's given me so much support over the last couple months. I appreciate you all, and I love you all.
Yeah, we're pushing into year three.
We are.
Of doing this. Like, we're in the third year right now of being back since we started with Basement Boys 2.
Can't believe it. Thank you, everybody. Have a great weekend.
All right. We'll see you in December for a little bit before the end of the year.